Unit 6, Lesson 1.
Today in the studio we have Andy Simmons. Andy is a meteorologist, a weather forecaster, who lives in a high-tech world which produces high-tech weather predictions. But it may surprise you that Andy still has time for more traditional methods of forecasting the weather. Isn't that true, Andy?
Yes, that's right. I reckon that our grandparents and their grandparents had a massive collected store of folk wisdom between them. We laugh at it nowadays, call it old wives' tales. But they closely examined the world around them and came up with quite a few interesting facts. Not always accurate, of course, but neither are modern weather forecasts.
Such as?
Well, let's take this one. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. In other words, if there is a red sky in the evening, then it will probably be fine the next day. And this is sometimes correct. The sun's rays turn red when coming through a layer of dust particles, and these particles indicate high pressure and good weather to come.
I see.
Then, if you see cows lying down in the fields and bees returning to their hives, then rain is probably not too far away. Equally, many old people would keep seaweed outside their house. And some seaweed gets damp when rain is on its way. That's a proven fact. Birds have to be very sensitive to the weather, differentiating between pressure levels. And they fly higher when there's a spell of fine weather.
But hold on, Andy. You'll talk yourself out of a job.
Not much chance of that. The modern world needs modern prediction, but it's a fascinating area, and we should never dismiss the knowledge of our forefathers.
I agree with you there.